We're good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, you're the star. So you've had a day or so to kind of absorb the decision and also see some of the reactions. So just give me your general thoughts now. A day and a half later after deciding that Kevin's going to be the guy.
I'm fired up. In terms of transitions, it's been one of the smoothest, easiest. It's just very natural. You mentioned grassroots when I was coming on, and Kevin brings this. He understands our community. He is Las Vegas. He is UNLV. He literally moved a box, like I guess 24 feet from one office down to the other. But the and it was almost symbolic. The transition has just been pretty seamless. He's here. He's meeting with student athletes. He's talking with recruits. He's figuring out what his staff is, but he's hit the ground running. So I'm really enthusiastic. I'm really fired up about the future of UNLV basketball.
You made the decision pretty quickly. Was that one of the goals? How important is that? I'm excited that it was done quickly, but could you have turned this into a 2 or 3 week process and still would have been fine?
When you know, except for like you when it comes to asking people to marry you. But that's a whole other story. I won't get on that. I'll get off that topic right now. But I'm just kidding. But we had been doing research and vetting candidates even before Thursday when TJ resigned. And as we were going through the process and vetting candidates and going through the interview process, Kevin just – he knocked it out of the park. He showed a depth of understanding and for the nuances of not only basketball, but just basketball in our community. And it was really impressive. We knew – we always talk about hiring character and competence. He had the integrity and that special blend of being incredibly competitive but being very humble. He had a student-athlete-first mentality. And, yes, I like to go rather quickly if we can – but not so quickly as, you want to pull the trigger and just move forward.
Kevin Kruger is the head coach of the Runnin' Rebels. Desiree Reed-Francois runs the department. She said, yep, Kevin Kruger is the guy. Was there anything in an interview that came out of it? You just mentioned a bunch of the bullet points, but anything you heard from Kevin where you're like, ooh, I didn't know that about Kevin. That was actually kind of surprising, in a good way.
Well, and I should say the president was with us every step of the way. He participated in all of the interviews, and he was an excellent partner. Something was kind of interesting. When we were doing the interview with the president, and we talked with during that stage in the process, is about an hour and a half, and Kevin started out our president, President Whitfield, wrote a paper about the science and the psychology of free throw shooting. And Kevin had pulled up the paper, he'd read it, and he actually asked Dr. Whitfield a question about the paper. And it showed how prepared he was, it showed how much he cared, and just how thoughtful he is. And I thought, man, that's just a really, really good sign.
So, Kevin Kruger takes over this job. It's his first head coaching job, but we know that he's been kind of preparing this for his whole life. How difficult of a job do you think he has to build what everybody wants in this community?
These are always going to be hard jobs, but Kevin's got the tools, and you're absolutely right. He has prepared his entire life for this role. It's all jobs, all leadership positions, all jobs are hard. But he's coming in, having been here for the last 2 years, he's seen the foundation that's being built, and he's really, like I said, he's hit the ground running, and he's got a plan, and he's going to really execute that plan, and I'm excited about what's moving forward.
What would you say to people that say if his last name wasn't Kruger, he wouldn't have this job?
Kevin played for us. Kevin's prepared. Kevin's last name is not what's at issue. Kevin earned this job. He was, like I said, we had a really we had a great pool, and we had really qualified candidates that were very, very special. But when we went through the analysis and we kept coming back to the fact that Kevin's committed to Las Vegas, he's committed to UNLV, most importantly, he has the character and the conviction and that competitive drive. It's not that he's just telling us about it. We've seen it. We've seen it for years, not only as an assistant coach. Our community has seen his competitive drive when he led the Running Rebels to Sweet 16. So it's not his last name that got him this job. It's his character, his preparation, and his drive.
So you had just said to us a couple moments ago, and I think everybody understands this, the reality of the business. You're always kind of vetting candidates. You always have a list of people out there. But at what point did you think you were going to have to make a coaching decision? How long have you known that this was possible?
How long did I think that TJ might be leaving?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So TJ, I mean, he met his wife, Allison, at Iowa State, and she's an incredibly decorated women's basketball player there. She's in their Hall of Fame. That's a special place for him. So as I was watching Iowa State season and the results, I got more and more, I was paying a lot of attention. I spoke with TJ about it several times. We had a lot of conversations in earnest, and he was very transparent. And it was very clear to him that this was a heart move. If that were to come his way, that was going to be a hard one for him to turn down because of how much Iowa State meant to his family.
Desiree Reed Francois is with us. Were you finished?
No. Gosh, no. Sorry. It's fine.
Yeah, you can.
I told a joke about you not proposing to your girlfriend, and it totally fell flat, and it was like total cricket. Throw me for a loop.
You know, we're essentially married. I mean, during the pandemic, it was kind of sink or swim time for relationships. So if you made it through the pandemic, you're pretty much married. You know what I mean? Whether you're married or not, it was a test of survival.
Okay, thank you for not letting me fall totally flat on my face because I was feeling so crickets.
No.
But I don't know if almost married, but I'm just going to let it go.
So let's continue on this, though. Adam and I started talking about this back on February 15th about Altsberger potentially going to Iowa State. And initially people were like, this is ridiculous. I keep talking about this. And my comeback was, I will guarantee you that Desiree Reed Francois is not going to be blindsided by this. I said, ADs have a list. I guarantee you there's a just-in-case list. So you're prepped all the time, especially at your highest level programs. You're always looking around for who the next person could be. I'm sure that's the case.
Yes, you're 100% right. And it was funny. My husband and I had the same conversation probably about January, February. Actually, you know what? It was right about February 16th, about my anniversary, which is February 16th. And Josh and I had the same conversation. I'm like, nope, he's going to go. I know he's going to go. And Josh is like, you're crazy. He's not leaving. And I'm like, all right, just mark my words. And unfortunately, we know how the end result turned out.
Yeah.
But it was also a really good opportunity because we were able to get really, really prepared and start vetting candidates before we had an opening. And so then you could do a lot of watching and a lot of analysis before you were really, really under the gun.
You're very positive about this. You're an adult. I'm really not. You're not mad. Like, I feel a little burned. Like, if I were a UNLV fan, I don't know, I'd be a little annoyed. You're already past this.
You never want.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with it. So, yeah. That's where his heart lies.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate it. We did have a nice buyout that was able to ease some of our heartache. So, there's that too.
You have a buy.
Really, yeah. I'm just excited about Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin is, so I appreciate what TJ did while he was here. I wish him the absolute best in his new team in Iowa State and Ames, Iowa. And maybe in December, I'll let that go. But, it's all about Kevin now. And I'm really excited about Kevin Krueger and all that he brings.
You made a great hire on the women's basketball side. I wanted you to mention that. And, people rarely ask this question. Like, what can you take from the early success with the women's basketball program and go, you know what, that's what I want for the men's basketball program?
Lindy, very similar to Kevin. She's smart. She's driven. She's from Las Vegas. She cares about student athletes. She's putting together this incredible culture, and the results will come. If you have strong culture, the results come. That's the similarity with Kevin and with Lindy. And they both are passionate about UNLV and this community. I actually spoke a lot with Lindy throughout this process, and she was she gave me wonderful insight. And the one thing I really appreciate about UNLV's coaching staff is they all are in it together. They're very supportive, whether it's helping one another recruit within NCAA rules, whether it's talking about different situations that they've come across. We have a lot of coaches that this is their first time being a head coach, and that supportive atmosphere, that collaboration, really, and all of them taking this mentality that all of us in it together, it really bears out. So our coaches help recruit other coaches, and they provide wonderful insight.
You said you had a pretty deep pool of candidates for the men's job. How many others did you speak to? How many did you actually consider for the job?
Initially, we gave a list of 10 over, and then we added an additional, I think it was between like 4 and 7 throughout the process. And then some of those were recommendations from different people. And then those were vetted. Coach Fogler vetted them. We had other folks vetting them. And then we had interviews beginning, I think, about 10:30 on Thursday. TJ resigned about 6:30 in the morning. We told the team at 9, and then I had a couple of student-athlete conversations after that, and then we started interviewing at about 10:30.
Wow.
And then interviewed all day Thursday until about 10 that night, and then did and then interviews with our president. We narrowed it down from a group of 10 to about 6. Interview, and of that 6, there were 3 minority coaches. This was a really diverse pool. We had 3 minority coaches, 3 Caucasian coaches, and then we narrowed it down again, had additional interviews. And then we made the call on Sunday at, I think, about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock-ish.
All right. Kevin's getting bumped up from the assistant's chair. I thought the comments from some of the boosters were interesting in the RJ. And, you know, you're very tight with Bill Paulus, and he's donated so much money and so much support to the program. I saw that he said, it can't be we're just going to go hire some assistant coach from some place and bring him in, or some up-and-comer like TJ. I mean, I guess technically Kevin isn't from some other place, but like with a Bill Paulus or any booster that's got some influence, what do you tell him? Like, how'd you sell him on Kevin Kruger when maybe they were looking for a gigantic name in that seat?
I really appreciate everybody's passion and everybody's support. Genuinely, there are a lot of folks that care passionately about UNLV, Running Rebel basketball specifically, and man, we've got to all do it together. This is a special place, this is a special program, and this is a special moment in time. And so I definitely hear and I listen and I appreciate it. But I also know something special about UNLV, and when Thomas and Mac is full and when we're all pulling together, we can do some really special things. So that's what I'm looking forward to with Running Rebel basketball.
What about the big name coach part of that? How do you talk people off the ledge where they're like, we want a name?
Oh, I appreciate that. And I understand everybody, and I want people to be passionate. I think it's fantastic. I like people's opinions, and there's a lot of really smart people in our community, and they're all very appreciated. And what I also have learned is that there's always going to be opinions, and there's always going to be thoughts, and listen with grace, and then let's all, once we all get a chance to come together, it gets really special when we're all pulling and cheering for the Runner Rebels at the same time.
What are those days like when you guys are looking for a coach? I'll tell you, like, from my perspective, I'm just covering the team. I've been around the, you know, program for a long time, been doing radio and writing about it. My phone was ringing off the hook with coaches, agents, everybody that wanted this job. So I can't imagine what it's like for you to get those calls.
There are a lot of demands on your time, and you try your best to field as many calls. But, yeah, you're doing, like, 50 hours of interviewing and vetting, right? And so you try, and sometimes you miss. Like, you miss on calls, but you try and manage your energy and really focus on the most important part, which is finding the coach that's going to represent our university, that's going to take care of those young men, and do things the right way. So you try and really just laser focus in. And what I've spent today and some of yesterday doing too is I know I've missed a bunch of calls, and I'm calling people that I inadvertently haven't seen texts, or I think I had like 600 texts. So I'm trying to go back and answer those and make sure that I didn't inadvertently miss someone.
So like the whole first 10 minutes of our show today was about people leaving texts on read and what that means. And like in a dynamic of a relationship, you are saying that a lot of your texts are left on read right now.
I'm working through it. I'm almost there. And you want to respond to everybody and you want to be not miss anyone. But I unintentionally have missed some people. So during the search, because you know when you're in those conversations with coaches, you got to be all in, and you can't read your phone. Now, I think I made sure everything that was search related has been answered, but I know that there's some there's probably some from my brother that I haven't read yet. Don't tell him.
Last couple of minutes, and we really appreciate all the time today. Desiree Reed-Francois is with us on Cofield & Company. We're talking about the hire of one Kevin Kruger. Running Rebels are big in this town, and this one has to be right, and the program's got to start going in the right direction. Who in that short period of time where there's some limbo, who was talking to the players, and do you think there's a good chance for Kevin and whatever the staff is to retain a bunch of the players? Because we certainly don't want to be in a situation around UNLV basketball where you've got three guys who stay around, everyone else hits the transfer portal, and then you got to build a whole new team.
Right. Kevin and Deshaun were doing a great – and Megan and Andy Grossman, they were all doing a great job of making sure – our student-athletes were on spring break during this time, but they were all making sure that they were having continuous conversations. Our student-athletes had my cell numbers. It's a number. And so those were called – and I had spoken with several of them during that search process as well. But you're right. That's why you asked about the speed to do searches. Quite frankly, that's the highest priority is our student athletes, right? They just went through a transition, and we owe it to them to do this as quickly and as efficiently as is possible. So that's why we try to get as prepared as we could before, in case it really did happen with TJ leaving, so that we could hit the ground running. And I think we were able to do that.
I did want to clarify one thing. There was a comment made from the Iowa State side at the press conference that TJ was offered an extension by you before he left. You said that you were prepared for this to happen. You kind of were ready for this conversation. What did that happen? Was there an attempt to offer an extension to keep him around, or was that just something that was said?
Yes, we did. We talked about an extension and what that would look like. But in the end, like I said, it wasn't about years or dollars. Here at UNLV, it was a heart move. Allison and his family, this was the right thing for them to move back to Ames. That's where they met. That's where they fell in love. That's where they started their family. And that was a dream job for him, just like coaching the Running Rebels is a dream job for Kevin.
Yeah, and how much did Kevin's love of this program and this being potentially a dream job with the way that UNLV fans have been burned in the last couple of coaches with Chris Beard and now with T.J. Otzelberg having a dream job back home, like Kevin Kruger seems like this is his dream job. So how relevant was that for you wanting to bring him in?
Well, we wanted a coach with high integrity that cared about our student athletes, but that commitment piece, you're right on. Man, we really wanted someone who was committed to UNLV, that this wasn't just a good basketball job that was open. This was the job that they wanted. And with Kevin, with the level of preparation and how I have seen him over the past 2 years, and how he treats our students, his approach, his methodical approach to the game, I've sat in on his scouting, on his scouts. I've seen him coach our students. And so I knew his level of preparation. I knew how much he cared about our student athletes, and his commitment. It was, like I said, it wasn't just a job; it was the job. So that his commitment level definitely played in.